Morning, Masechet Gittin, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Matsudas Chaya Ba'oifais V'Dogim. It says Yesh Behem Gezel because of Dark and Shalom. Rabbi Yosi says Gezel Gamur. So here that means you set these traps and you catch a few, either fish or animals. The halacha is that really it's not yours, but because Dark and Shalom, you set the traps, you get it. So the Gemara explains like this: Ba'uzli Va'uhari Kulam Alei Pligi. No one's arguing by these traps called Uzli and Uri. These are traps that have a base kibble. They're like a trap where it's a keli, and it goes into, it's called, it has a shame keli on it, and the animal gets trapped in your utensil, in your kli. So since it's your kli, the lach is kelev shel koina, kelev shel akeach, let's say, is koina. So here it's his kelim, it's koina. So this is gezel gamur. Ki pligi, but lechi v'kukri. Lechi v'kukri is like a hook. Lechi is like a hook, and kukri is like these hooks that hang from a string, and fish get caught on that. So there, for example, let's say a fish, it's caught on a hook. That hook is not called enough of a keli that's considered in my keli. So there, it's a shiloh of darkei shalom or not, and that's not regular gezel. But when it's a keli where it goes into my keli, and it's in my utensil, there the halach is that's koina, and it's not a machlokes. It's not a machlokes gezel gamur. There's pashtus gezel gamur. Let's go further to the Gemara. Metzia is cheresh sheit v'katan. If cheresh finds a metzia, now even though he's not kind of something without das a cheresh makna, the halach is that darkei shalom you don't take it away from them. And Rizzi says it's gezel gamur. I'm Rav Chista. Gezel gomer midavreim. When Rav Yosi says it's gezel gomer, it doesn't mean midaraisa because maestad nakoina, just means Rav Yosi made it into gezel midarabanan. So what's the nafkamina? Lamai nafkamina. What's the difference between gezel gomer and darkei shalom? They're both derabanans. Both belong to midarabanan. What's the nafkamina? What it is? Gezel gomer or darkei shalom? My nafkamina. Loitzia v'dayanim. To be moitzi v'dayanim. It was darkei shalom. It came moitzi v'dayanim. But if it's gezel midarabanan, ki moitzi v'dayanim means you go to court and you can take it out. And Rashi points out another idea. He says that even though it's gezel gomer, but since it's only midarabanan, you don't become pasul edus and you're not over a lav. So it means even though he's saying it's gezel gomer, it's not over a lav of the loisigzol, and you also don't become pasul edus because a gazel midarabanan is only pasul edus after hachrazas bezdin calls out on them with the apostle. It's a process to make them pasul edus. And none of that is the gabi edus isha. Edus isha only someone's pasul midaraisa. Only gazel midaraisa is pasul edus isha, which means to say that isha the husband died. Mashayin can gazel midarabanan does not have the psul of edus isha. Akaparim, that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina between Rav Yosi just was heisiv deyarim. But the gabi edus, he's still a kosher edus midaraisa.
If midaraisa the guy is not kind of with cherish or the person, yeah, the tutors.
Mm-hmm.
And the second guy comes on to me, the right thing is kind
of right, right.
How
do we
have to
do that? Yeah, could we have that? If you waste the yam, according to Rav Yosi, grab the words that they use for Rav Yosi is also she'ena zaycha kezaycha. No, works with have to do. Yeah, they made ena zaycha kezaycha. We had the idea on daf tesam and aleph. We had on daf lamed and aleph. We had it before. This idea of also she'ena zaycha kezaycha. We had on daf lamed and aleph that homan Rav Yosi the alma also is she'ena zaycha kezaycha. That's Rav Yosi holds. The, like Rashi says, Mekoymes har bebeit hakana also came to Rav Yosi. V'hanazokin oni menakev reish zayis m'suus chayv oifes m'tzias cherish. Rashi brings this down. It's a lashon also she'en ezech kezech. The more daf lamed, that's what it means. He made it in ezech kezech. It works probably with the power of hefkez and hefkez. Oni menakev reish zayis mash tachta means oni that's taking off olives off the tree and a lot of them fall down to the floor. He didn't pick them up. He was shaking the branches and it came off. So the olives under the tree belong to him and play darkei shalom. Zok the Gemara Tana, Amlikeit v'nosam b'yad, if he was malakit it with his hand and then he threw it down, hareza gezel gomer. It's gezel gomer because he was cutting it. Pashut, he was cutting it. Rav Chis, Rav Gemara says the Maase, Rav Kahana, have a ka'ozol lehutzal. Rav Kahana was on the way to Hutzal. Chazel hu gavra davashadi ufi. He saw a person was throwing sticks at the tree. V'konatrin tamri. And dates were falling off. Also, come and knock. So Rav Kahana bent down and ate some of them. Omalei, so the person who is getting these down says to Rav Kahana, Chazi Mar, to be a dayish of the sinu. You don't see that I'm doing it by hand? Because he thought that he was throwing the sticks and that's how all of them were falling. But this guy was saying, no, by the way, a lot of them I'm picking by hand and it's Gezel Gomer. Or you must be from the city of Rav Yeshia, and therefore you know the dinim very good. He called on Rav Yeshia that he's a tzaddik yisod olam because he teaches his community, his city, all the dinim. Like upon him, it's a shtickle shvera story. Why? Because what happened here? Rav Kana sees someone throwing branches at the branch, sticks at the branch, and the things fall off, and he picks it up. So the guy says, what do you mean? I'm doing it b'yad. They're putting it in my hands. Gezel gomer. So he says, oh, okay. You know, you're right. He hears it back. What do you mean? And if it wasn't gezel gomer, it was darkei shalom. He didn't keep darkei shalom. So this is Tosfos kasha. Tosfos der maaseh shadi. Tosfos says, pirush b'kontris, afuyi maklois v'kasha. The Rav Kana, heichi ava mankit v'ochol, mi lo ava chayish darkei shalom. What was Rav Kana thinking? So the Rishonim answer on Rashi, that he thought the guy was a goy. He was a non-Jew. He wasn't Jewish. Therefore, there's no din darkei shalom on those things of a goy. Even though certain things there is a darkei shalom for a goy, but not this. Therefore, he thought it was just falling off, and there's no darkei shalom for a goy. That's what he thought. But Taisa has different shot. Taisa says that he thought that this fellow was trying to get down branches, not the tamri. He was trying to get down lulavim. He was going lulavim klekeh. That was the guy. He was trying to get brooms. That's what the guy was doing. And agav, some dates are falling down. So he picked up the dates. He didn't copy trying to do it. So he says, no, I'm trying to get the dates. That's what Tosfos learns the Pshat and the Gemara. And therefore, there's no problem, no taina of Dr. Shalom. So the Gemara writes it. It says...
So
Tosfos says on Dav Zayin, this Masechta actually, that's only when it's Vachalos Asuros. There are Isurim, the Torah brings down those cases where someone killed someone by mistake, of Edom Zayim in the stories. It's only by Machal, they eat Machalos Asuros, they eat something that's treif. That's where it's a bazayim. Only thing that are treif, it's like Tevel or treifis, so that's a big bazayim. Torah speaks this out. Torah adapts as Zayin, says, Omer Amitam, Loi Paruch Elagai Midi Da Achila, the Gnayu Lo Tzadik, Sha'ichu Dove Isser. That's Torah brings rise to that. Torah adapts Zayin. So therefore, that's not so shvah. Okay. Ein mimachin b'yad aniim nokrim b'lechat shichapeya v'nedarkei shalom. That if the nokrim, the non-Jews, are collecting lechat shichapeya, you don't stop them because of darkei shalom. Tana b'anam mefarnesim aniim nokrim aniim shalom. You mefarnes goyim together with Eden. When you give out your panos, you give out tzedakah, you give it to aniim goyim also. Mevakim chayim nokrim chayim shalom. The bikah chayim, who does work with the chayim shalom, does not leave out the chayim nokrim either. The kovrim meisi nochrim meisi yisrael meidarka shalom. Same thing when it comes to the kvura. You help out with the nochrim, just like you help out with yisrael. All these things go darka shalom. Zog Rashi when it says meisi yisrael, loy bekivrei yisrael. You don't put them into the basic kvaros of the yisrael. Ella misaskim behem im matzum harugim im yisrael. If you find them killed, of course, also if they die at home, they have their own chaver kedisha. But kaviyachol alakan bonim. But when they die in the war and you're going out and helping out, schlepping in bodies, you should do it also for the nachrim equally to the Yisrael because darkei shalom. Zok the Gemara vayta new mishnah. Mishaelas isha lechavrito hachashuda ala shviyas. You have an isha who you know is she doesn't keep the halachos of shviyas. Rashi says she saves her peiros past the zman habir, which you're not allowed to do. The peiros of shviyas, and you still, she wants to, let's say she has tfua, she has wheat, and she wants to grind and the wheat and sift it and make chalas. So are you allowed to lend her kelim to do that? Are you allowed to give her kelim to do that? So it says no problem. Elas isha lechavrita chashuda al shviyas, napa, v'kivra, type of sifters, v'rechayim, a grinder, v'taner, and an oven. You're allowed to do that because it's not called Messiah, because that's not real Messiah. You're just giving her something to do it with. That's not such a big level of Messiah, of helping. Aval don't sift it or grind with her, because that's actually helping her lemaisa. You're not allowed to help avera. People do avera, you're not allowed to help them. Another halacha. Eishes chava meshaelas leishes amaretz. What about that? Was someone's choshev ashvias? What about amaretz? So amaretz, usually there's two problems with amaretz. First of all, they work in tevel. They don't take off maisris. They take off truma, not maisris. And number two is that they are tameh usually. So here, could you help amaretz out? So it says in the Mishnah, Eishes chaver meshaelas la'eishes amaretz, napa v'kivra. Eishes chaver can be lent to amaretz, a napa v'kivra, sifters, ube reres v'techenes v'rekenes imay. And Obviously, you could borrow a lender, a grinder, an oven, everything. And not only that, you could actually help her. You could actually help her do bayrer and the grinding and merakirima, all these things. Avol mishtata osamayim, when they pour water into the flour, loisigiima, then already don't do it with her. You're not machz de evre avera. So here you have to know why you're allowed to work with her and grind it only after the water goes and you can't do it. What's the pshat? We have to see in the Gemara. The kula only umbrella play Dr. Shalom. All these are terim we gave in the Mishnah. We gave certain terim. We said, first of all, you're allowed to lend a choshed al shvias napa v'kira rechai. You're allowed to lend her the tools for it. That's number one. Number two is, you're allowed to help Am Aretz grind. That's only, it really should be awesome, maybe. But as Dr. Shalom, we will matter. The kula only umbrella play Dr. Shalom. Umachzikim yedei nochem v'shvias. If you see nochem working on shvias, you let it be mechazik them and say, yeah, you know, go stronger. You let it be mechazik them. And we thought right now mechazik means that you even let it help the mamish. You let it dig with them. Avaloya yedei yeshol. You're not let it help yeshol. And we'll see what that means. V'shoyalim b'shloimam b'nedar k'shalom. You're also allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to a goy, even though Shalom is a Shem Hashem. You let him matel al anokri Shem Shemayim. That is allowed. Like upon him, that is our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, it says in our Mishnah that when it comes to Chashra Shvias, you can lend her the tools, but you can't work with her. Masha'inke, when it comes to Am Aretz, which pastors is Chashra Maestris, or on Tumah, you're allowed to work with them. So what's going on over here? Maestro Reisha, Maestro Sefer, what's the difference? It's Maseya de Averi, helping them do Avera, to make Tevel, to eat the Tevel, that's Aser. Same thing with Shvias. Why is one Mutter, why is one Aser? What's the difference?
Could you rectify Shvias after the fact?
Shvias, you can't, definitely can't. I'm saying, a Maestro, you could, but you say, yeah, okay, she's not, they're not what they're doing. They're not doing that. They don't say that. Make sure you Maestro stop. Don't say that. Sounds like you just go home.
You could.
I know, so even if you could, but you didn't. So what's the difference? Om Abaya, Roiv Ame Oretz Masrim. Abaya answers that Roiv Ame Oretz take off Maisa. So Garash says, Hilka Shosha Darabonim Ba'almihi. The only reason we call something Demai is only Darabonim. Really, Midaraisa, they do take Maisa. And Predaka Shalom, you can help them. But Shvias, there's Huchsik that they were Choshed on Shvias. So it wasn't Roiv. So there it's worse. So the Chilik is Abaya saying, Maiser, Roiv Ame Oretz Masrim. But Shvias is Choshed. Rava says no. Rava ama hocha ba ama aretz derameh. We're talking about ama aretz derameh, which means we're talking about ama aretz who taka. If there was a regular ama aretz, then you would not be able to work with them. Why? Because they don't take off ma'aseh. Here we're talking about ama aretz derameh who takes ma'aseh. This guy takes ma'aseh. So why is he called ama aretz? He's called ama aretz because he does not eat chulin b'tayra. V'tumah b'tayra derabanan. Netanya ezu ama aretz. What's ama aretz in the Kol Torah Kula? Rashi learns like that in Sefer Brachos. Ezu ama aretz in the Kol Torah Kula. Kol she'en oicha chulah b'tayra, chulah b'tayra. Guy does not eat chulah b'tayra. Did Rameya. V'chomayrim kol she'en emasa pereisav. Someone does not take a ma'aser. So Rameya holds he takes off ma'aser. He's just not makbid on tumah b'tayra. That is an example of someone who's ama aretz. Tosis actually has a kasha from Rameya. Other places it says ezu ama aretz kol she'en ekur kriyus ma'arves shachris. I entices, and therefore he says that's talk of Amaretz the Imazamnim love. This is different type of Amaretz. I'll upon him, but what do we see? We're talking about a guy here, Amaretz, who takes off Maisa. He just doesn't keep Tumah Vatira. So that's why I work with him, because there's no problem, the Maisa is no problem. I Tumah, he's Metamah Dechulin. He's Metamah Dechulin, that's only Durabonon. And by only Durabonon, we may have Dark Yishalom. Pray to Gemara, but I understand something. The Sefer says of that same thing that once you put water in it, you can't work with them. What's the difference putting water out water? That means Mishlam Abaya, we understand Pshat. Abaya says, Roiv Amaretz Ma'asrim, and that's where I work with it. But once you put water into it, it becomes Hukshar. If it becomes Hukshar, the look is something can't become Tomei until it gets water in it. It gets Hukshar. So now I'm making it Tomei, so according to the Abaya, we're talking worried about even Tumah, even though it's Darabanan to make Chulin Tameh, even though it's only Darabanan, but we worry about Darabanan. We say, no, you can't work. After you put order in, you can't work in it. So Abaya is very geshmak to Mishnah. Abaya says, you let her work with her because Reva Amar's Ma'asrim. I want to put water in it, but Shalat Tumah. But Rava learns that you do Maisa. So why can't you work with her? Because of Tumah. So what changes when you put water into it? If you're Rava, it's a pellet. That's what happens. So, and like Tosis speaks out, well, we spoke out from Abaya, Tosis and Divamaskal Rava speaks us out for Abaya, it's good. Because once you put in water, Tumvatar is like more chomer than Meiser. But before you put in, everything's good. So what are you answering for your Rava? And for thinking about like this, Reisha is safer with Tumah V'Taira. You're right. Reisha is safer with Tumah. Reisha is talking about Tumah V'Taira. It's already Hukshar. And the reason why I'm allowed to work with Tumah Darabonim, Daki Shalom. So what happens in the Seifa? The Reisha with Tumah Schulen, the Seifa with Tumah Schala. The Seifa is talking about once you put water into it, what happens? It becomes dough. When it becomes dough, it becomes Chayev and Chala. When it becomes Chayev and Chala now, Chala has Nim Chumba. You're not going to make Chala Tameh, that's the Reisha. So then already you have to stop working. So,
small batch wouldn't be a problem.
Right, it wouldn't be chayim and chala, then it wouldn't be a problem. But once you put in water, that you chayim and chala, so then it's a issa deraisa to chala. And Rava holds, that's already a problem. Rava is dark as shalom, it's by the rabbanans. But the raisa of chala, you can't do it anymore. So that's pshat lefi Rava. Avish tatal mayim, and you chayim and chala, you sigi ima, because there it's a shayla of tuma. So we're coming out that our Mishnah says, you're allowed to lend kelim to achash oshvias, and you're allowed to work with Am Aretz, all because dark as shalom, there would be a tzara issa. What would be the tzad issa of working with him? So it's a chalikus. According to Abai, the tzad issa should be at meister. We're saying no roiv amar is maasrim, and the ma'is older rabbanim. We're not worried about that. And if you rava, it's matamachulim. We're also not worried about that. But the rabbanim, that's why you have to come to darkas shalom because they're both rabbanim gesurim. So that's the mahalach how to learn our mishnah between rava and Abaya.